Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgore.
We are, every time I say that, there's laughter, and it makes me feel good.
I can't help it, because it's like you're trying to be a newscaster, and your official voice is really entertaining to me.
Sounds like a Muppet. I know what you're going to say. I sound like a Muppet.
I absolutely was not going to say that.
Yeah, you kind of sound like a Muppet right there.
See how much that hurts me?
Oh,
I would never hurt you that way.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We were just... Okay.
We were just best friends.
We are going due west, possibly, on Wilshire. In Koreatown, going to pick up Jordan Morris of Jordan Jesse Go. We're both very excited.
He's our first two-peater.
Is he our first two-petered person?
Yeah.
Jordan Morris has two penises. He's a two-peater. Oh, you know what? It's okay. At the beginning of the podcast, I have dumb jokes, and then by the end... or sometimes after we're done recording, my jokes are perfect.
Wait, will you do a similar joke, but back into your professional newscaster voice?
Jordan Morris, of course, our first two-peter, that is someone with two peters, that peters being penises, he is a two-penised man. Our first guest with two genitalia, it's not in the middle, it's on each hip, like six shooters. He's like a cowboy when he urinates, Jordan Mortis. Mortis.
Take two.
Jordan Morris, one of our first two Peters, that of course being a man with two Peters, Peters being peni, each one on each hip, like six shooters, he's a cowboy at the urinal, Jordan Morris. Thank you.
That was great.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, third time's mediocre, that's what they say in the radio
business. Third time's right before the fourth and fifth time.
Oh, I mean, there's plenty to say about this Ari Shaffir guy and him hurting girls' feelings. But did you see the episode where he got, or hear, I'm sorry. You don't watch podcasts or radio. You listen.
You do.
And I need to start listening to the navigation, which keeps telling us to go west on Wilshire.
But this is west on Wilshire.
We're doing great.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That wasn't corrective. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Reinforcative. Daniel Stern. You know him from Home Alone. Well, ignore that I said that name because I meant Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. Daniel Stern, of course, famous for the cross your eyes when you get hit in the nuts school of acting.
But before that, he was in one of my favorite films, Breaking Away.
He wrecked his nuts during a bike race in that and crossed his eyes.
Mm-mm.
He goes, oh! And then he crosses his eyes, and then he gets euphoric, and then he faints. And Dennis Quaid picked him up. And
is that true?
And Tom Dooley, who played a father in that, was like, boy, he takes it in the nuts a lot.
What about the part where Tom Dooley says the kid is crying and he goes, what happened? You lose your wallet? That's the best dad comedy ever.
I love dad comedy. Anyway,
Howard Stern
was really mad at Ari Shaffir for some. He said that radio was dead, basically, which, you know, terrestrial radio is less popular, except for like a couple instances, one of them being Howard Stern.
Clearly,
him talking shit about podcasts and the amount of money you can't make and the amount of people you can't reach it was so fun to listen to. I encourage anyone to just Google that Howard Stern episode where he's talking badly about podcasting.
That's funny.
He's like, podcast, here's how you get into broadcast journal or broadcast entertainment. You find a local market radio, like he immediately goes back to the 80s and insists that things are still the same way. And he's so angry at Ari. And it had nothing to do with him.
Did Ari
being mean to that girl?
Oh, did Ari say it in his special or on his own podcast? Like, why
it was on a Joe Rogan episode, his podcast.
And, oh, okay.
And Howard Stern heard it, and yeah. Daniel Stern crossed his eyes, and I looked at them all sternly. And
then I lit up some Sterno.
And I had a teacher.
Because I have to participate.
I had a teacher in high school named Mr. Stern, who thought he was the coolest. And his friend was the local sheriff, and they looked the same. Mm. I realize this story's not going to go anywhere, so strike it.
So tell it now. Tell it in the professional broadcaster voice.
When I was in high school, I had a teacher, Montana History, Mr. Stern, not Howard, or Daniel. Damn it, even in this voice, I'm stupid. Anyway, he hung out with the sheriff. I went on a date with his daughter, and he scared me because I don't like guns. Okay, I'm excited to pick up Jordan Morris.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Now, I made us run late.
It's okay.
So this is going to be weirdly fast. It's going to be a fast one, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's like going to be a mini podcast. Not necessarily fast, because that we talk about this.
Like the guy from all those commercials in the 80s. Yeah, that thought was funny.
Remember FDIC? Oh, yeah, Micro Machines, only from Galoob.
Yeah.
That guy.
It was like that and super, super old ladies eating hamburgers. That was the height of comedy in 1982. We're in golden era.
Oh, just them having dementia about beef.
Standing in a weird other world, some blank, strange fast food world that only has a red rope. That commercial bummed me out every time I saw it.
Me too. Don't abuse the elderly to sell your meat.
And don't abuse dementia to sell your... Where's the beef? That's a confused old lady that needs meds.
Yeah,
and
who's fucking hungry?
Yeah. She wants to eat lunch.
And she is starving. Do you know how long old people have to go not eating for them to get hungry? A long time.
Is that true?
So when an old... Yeah, they eat like little birds.
Now, how about water? Do they take a lot of water?
You know, I've said this to all my elderly friends. I have a Rotary group that I hang out with these women, and they never hydrate.
They do not.
They never are drinking enough water.
Yeah.
They're taking nips off their vodka's flasks.
Yeah, I bet the gin's a-flowing.
Oh, God, like a fucking rap video. Minus the juice.
What if... Oh, I guess that... I wonder if gin, after that song, actually got popular, because gin is horrifying to drink.
It is, and it makes you act unpredictable.
Yeah.
Because what gin does is it poisons your body with juniper venom.
Yeah.
Which seems fun at like 8 p.m. Oof. But come 4 o'clock, naked in the street, screaming at a parking meter, you wish you had none of it.
And the next day?
The next day.
Like those, every once in a while I am reminded of how much time I used to spend hungover, which was constantly. And like a gin hangover where you're just like shaky and you feel like you don't know if the world is real. Like that kind of hangover where you've been stripped of your humanity.
Wow.
Did you ever have those
ones? It was just gin?
No. I would mix and worry and what I mean?
You know what it was, and I'm not trying to get you to back on the bottle again, but it's the sugar, it's the juice that you're mixing with the gin, I think.
Yeah.
That makes you feel that way.
You're saying if I go to straight spirits.
Just straight.
Gin shots. Gin,
no, not in your mouth. Funnel it into your
rectum.
It's less social.
So I have to join a sorority, you're saying, to party again.
You have to. Or
if I ever want to party again.
At our adult high-octane comedy parties. Sorry. Oh, thank you. We stopped at a light and Karen extended her arm.
But I didn't touch you because poison ivy or oak.
Why do you have poison oak ivy?
Because my GD dog, Frank, ran up into the hills at the dog park. And then 2 days later, I had to pick him up. Frank, I'm not going to tell dog stories. That's the step toward pathos and total pathetic living that I can't take of me honestly wanting to tell you the story about what my dog did.
Yeah, but if it turns into a story with human hijinks, no, it says keep going straight.
Okay.
And then we'll turn right on Fairfax.
Oh, good, okay. It's just a dog story of he ran up into the hills.
Yes.
And he gave me... Because the oil from the leaves is what makes you react.
Right.
So he doesn't react because it all stays on his little otter fur and only just goes onto me.
Right.
Yeah.
Did people react like I do, visualizing you running into the bushes to grab a dog and then going, oh no, poison ivy? It seems I'm sorry that it's funny. You're still...
No, it's okay.
Irritated.
Yeah, there's a general irritation around me. But I didn't run into the bushes. He just got it on him. I picked him up, like, to put him in the car. And then I got it, like, 2 days later.
Wow. So if you do your human seatbelt maneuver on me and your arm rubbed on my arm, would I get a reaction?
I don't think so, because if you see, it's all, like, dried up lizard skin right now.
It looks like it's painful and irritating.
It's just very itchy. But it used to be, like, tons of tiny blisters. On both, it's like two strips of blisters.
Do you have calamine lotion on there?
That's what it is, yeah.
Yes.
And so it looks all crazy dry, because it just like draws out all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, calamine lotion is one of nature's secrets. And I don't think it's a secret. I think everyone knows about it.
It's. I love it, but I was trying to tough it out.
Nature doesn't know about it.
Nature doesn't know.
No, it's man-made.
What science has wrought. But I tried to tough it out the first couple days, because I was in denial, because he just gave me... poison oak like 6 months ago or something, and who cares?
That's so I'm entertained by the fact that this has happened before, and I'm sorry that it's at your expense.
You know what, I'd paint a picture of my life that is just filth.
Yes. And kind of clown like
it's disgusting. And it's totally, I'm like at the mercy of these filthy dogs that make me filthy.
So according to anyone, you're just listening right now, you're just always in the bushes, covered in blisters.
Yep.
Looking for a dog with like leaves in your hair.
Yeah, and like usually if I'm at the dog park, I almost make a point to look disgusting at the dog park because I hate those people so much. And like, and I don't care, so I'll roll out wearing exactly what I wore to bed and hair exactly the way it was when I woke up and like mascara under my eyes. Cause I just, it's like, I don't care. I want to make sure you people understand that I do not care about you.
Honestly, I would question and judge someone that was dressed to the nines at the dog park. I think you're
and there
it.
Are plenty.
Really?
There are people there that are socializing and they meet as a group and talk, stand in a circle in the center and they all call their dogs. And it's really embarrassing, and I don't want to, I just am an outsider in this particular situation, and that usually the way I handle being an outsider is just loathing the strangers that I'm around.
That's okay. It's healthy.
It's just my process. It's what I like to do.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah.
I don't have a dog. I'm allergic to dogs, as you know. I would get that without leaping into a bush. I assume you leaped.
I didn't go into the bushes.
You jumped in. You rolled around. No. Where's my dog? And the dog just watched you from a safe pathway.
He was like up on a little built-out hill. He was in his area. It was all cement. It was like a skateboard park.
Oh, can he be holding binoculars?
Yes.
Yay!
He is the lifeguard of the dog park.
You guys, no smelling buttholes.
Yeah. Say yay. Give the ball back. Give that ball back. No cutoffs.
I'm very excited for what will maybe be just 20 minutes with Jordan Morris, but he knows how to pack it in.
What street am I looking for? Oh, can we not say?
It's going to be a left coming up in 4 blocks.
Okay, sorry, I'm to doubt you. Right. I just am afraid.
And I don't like to say street names out loud, but this sounds like a pirate name.
Okay.
And you'll know it when you see it.
Pirate Jerry.
Yes. That's more of a sailor, but that's the gin talking again.
Shoot.
Rum, damn it. Rum.
Shoot.
Okay. We're going to take a left right here behind this Mercedes. This
if I did
E-class
go off the wagon again, which I think about and passionately and constantly.
Oh, really?
I think, well, yeah, just because it's such a, it's just so easy.
Yeah.
Like, one beer makes such a difference Because I'm so, I'm just a lot to deal with for myself. So can you, if you can cut that back a little bit with beer or what right. have you, it's nice. It works out good. Oh, is that Mark me. Ruffalo?
Yeah. Of course it's Mark. It is him. God, he looks good.
Yeah. Just jogging around here.
Taking the rough out of Ruffalo.
But I think my if I did a second phase drunk, I would do all Long Island iced teas. Wouldn't that be insane?
We're going to pick him up on the left.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say about what would be insane?
I'm just trying to talk to you about my alcoholic breakdown.
I'm sorry, and then I get to talking about traffic.
Then you get to talking about picking up.
I sent the word gear instead of here, but I think he'll know it's us that and not Richard Gere. Richard Gere!
The Richard Gere fan club is here.
Oh, I am a fan.
Oh, shit.
There was a lot of controversy with him back in the 80s about sticking a defenseless animal in his sphincter.
I think people were jealous.
I think that they're jealous because not a lot of, mostly men are jealous because they don't get to, I think it's experiencing birth, the gerbling. That's the reason for doing it, right?
I couldn't say.
I'd hate to
I don't think people actually do it. I think that's like something 2 7th grade boys made up and it just lived.
I thought so too, even though I was a 7th or 6th grade. I don't remember. I was a boy. But I remember we went rafting. My sister's friend, Joy, had some sort of a relative, and she was somehow a godson of Richard Gere, and she confirmed she was a goddaughter. She said, yes, he did stick him. Whatever, he's partying. Maybe he's insane.
His own goddaughter turned him in?
Not to the authorities, but certainly to us on a rafting trip.
How do you know for a fact it was the goddaughter?
Maybe it's
go down.
I'm sorry.
A little bit?
That,
it's okay.
I did this in the...
You did this!
In the... oh, this person is going so slow. They're so
scared.
Oh,
how's your Fiat, fool?
Oh, God. Old lady with a bowl cut. The Beatles are over.
She was a bit old. I feel bad.
Yeah, well, but I do like that her hair matched her car.
I didn't even see that. Oh, there he is.
Oh, here we go. This is going to work out great. Coming out. Oh, there we go. He did get my gear message.
Sorry. We stopped too soon back
there. Hi, Jordan.
Okay. Hi.
Here's
check
your
it out.
Microphone.
Oh, wait. Chris, you might want to look, too. I've cut holes so now you can have the sheet and wear a seatbelt at the same time.
Yeah, or have sex with a Mormon.
Whatever you want back there, Jordan.
That's Jews that have sheet sex.
Oh, really? See, I don't see race or color, Jordan. Maybe you memorize all their idiosyncrasies.
Oh, I do, yeah. It's when we have the meetings with the Grand Dragon, he wants to hear about who has sex in a sheet.
Oh, he is the grandest.
I feel like we've had the conversation about this sheet sex. Oh, it was with Jake Johansson. We talked about that. We'd made the exact same mistake.
Oh, really?
I made it that time, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And then I learned it from listening to you.
You learned it from watching me, Dad.
Jordan,
how are you?
I'm doing good. I've been on break all this week.
From
so
your
nice.
From your job.
From my job.
How many
that's
bad
great.
Movies have you seen at the Arclight?
Let's see. I saw Fast 7 last night. Excuse me, Furious 7.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you have to call it?
Yeah, I just want to get it right. I mean, the naming conventions of those movies is so complicated.
It's a long and storied process.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to think I saw a different Vin Diesel muscle car movie.
Right.
Because then things would just get confusing. I mean, you saw how bonkers things got when Chris suggested that Mormons fuck through sheets.
Yeah, no one even knew where they were for
sure.
A little while.
It was a haze. I try not to think of that time.
It was scary.
It was 2 minutes ago.
It was scary.
Can you tell when Paul Walker... I mean, not to jump right to
it. No, please. Let's get into it.
Spoiler
alert for life. the actor Paul Walker died.
He died, everybody.
If you've been waiting to catch up on April's news.
This is probably the leading news.
Yeah, I like to binge watch the news.
Yeah. All at once for a whole year.
Yeah. The Paul Walker-lessness of some of the movie is pretty seamless.
Uh-huh.
There's there's an appropriately sappy tribute at the end.
Oh, of course.
That clearly has some CGI-ing involved. It looks a little bit creepy. There's a little bit of video game cutscene-ness to it. But in general, the whole thing's pretty tasteful.
Wow.
Which is not something people usually say about Vin Diesel movies.
No, tasteful.
Very tasteful and classy.
Remember when he was in...
you watch that movie with one pinky up.
Sure.
As you
he was
masturbate
in,
to it.
He was in that movie where he played the famous lawyer.
Oh, sure. Find Me Guilty.
Yes. Yeah. Find Me Guilty. And do you remember the director? Was it Alan J. Pakula?
I think it's Sidney Lumet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Vin Diesel get interviewed about that movie and that role, a leading role in a Sidney Lumet movie.
Sure.
And he kept going, he kept referring to the movie as The Picture. The Picture. And Sidney told me, if I was in this picture. Right. And I was just like, someone has taken you to cinema school very quickly, and now you're doing things like this. Like, you think this is making it look like you're this amazing actor that's, I don't know, it's really funny.
He's the equivalent actor-wise if there was, like, a dog that was for fighting, you know, pit bull fights, and then all of a sudden he's in fancy dog shows with his dew claw polished.
He's like, you know, this is the first picture where my shirts have had sleeves on.
What a picture. Like, what?
When I first started studying, Vin, you have food in your mouth again. Oh, sorry.
I'm carbo loading.
Oh, yeah, it's important
to do. I'm carbo loading for the David Lynch movie I'm doing. Gotta be juiced for that.
I actually have seen all of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, great. Really? Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, every single one.
You're a fan of them, right? They're good movies, I've heard.
Wait, let's see if we can harmonize on that.
They have a certain charm. Oh, that was great.
I think they started out as kind of these, you know,
I'm gonna keep laughing at that.
Goofy racing movies.
Yes.
And then I think they hit a point of self-awareness where they all got together. I don't know if Vin was involved in these talks.
They met at the pizza place.
They went down to Giovanni's, split a pie, and they just said, let's make these crazy. So then they went from these kind of, you know, goofy, you know, TNT afternoon curiosities to these kind of... They're not like parodies, but they're just balls to the wall, fucking nuts action movies where the cars, you know, parachute out of planes and drive from out of one building and into another building.
Yeah.
So
things that are actually impossible.
Yes,
physically.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of the word for, like, physics wise or whatever, aerodynamically maybe.
Yes, yes.
Like, they drove through a moving train. One
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
It's just,
if there's one thing Vin Diesel hates more than sleeves, it's physics.
Everything he does flies in the face of Isaac Newton,
right,
and all the great scientists.
Yeah.
Actually, physics is the reason he doesn't like sleeves, is because every time he put on a shirt, they would just tear. Because he puts it up, he puts a shirt on with such high octane.
He leaps through a flaming hoop into
Why
his shirt.
Are my sleeves
what am I? I hate the physics of shirts.
Also, there's in the first one was almost this sincere. There was this real sincerity to
sure.
it, or like, we're kids trying to come up. This is just what we know, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
There was that. And then by, like, the third one, literally it was like the start of a scene would be up a girl's asshole and then come out, like, fly
yeah.
out and then to the front of the car. It was
yes.
just, like, so clear what everyone was there
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it starts on the butt and
yes.
then goes from there.
It starts deep inside.
The mise-en-scène, if you will, is the anus of a hot rod model.
It's so true. It was, like, the first shot, the first time it was like that, I can't remember which one, it truly was. Like up a girl's short skirt.
Yeah,
and I was
there's
wait, what?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, this isn't for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not really even supposed to be here.
But then you still continued to watch.
Hell yeah.
Maybe it's as a kind of like, oh, fuck you, this is for me.
Well,
you can try and repel me at every turn.
Right, but I'm going to hang in there.
Yeah.
It was Fitspiration, you know.
Sure. Ugh. But yeah, no, I would say, you know, if you want to get the complicated continuity down, I would say watch all of them. But if I, but I think
should I do it all in one sitting like I did with Game of Thrones?
Yeah, no, you will go insane.
I'll wait until I'm sick with a fever and I'll watch all the Fast.
It will give you brain damage.
I think if you watch them all at the end, your head would be bald. You would be wearing like a linen suit with a tank top. You would just look like Pitbull at the end.
And because we live in the magic city of Los Angeles, We are now directly under a Fast and Furious billboard.
Oh, wow.
There they all are. The brilliant move to add The Rock. Somehow, yes. The Rock, an ex-professional wrestler, gives that movie credit.
Oh, my God. I just realized The Rock and Vin Diesel are two different people. You never see them together.
One, I think here's a fun way to tell them apart. The Rock is a triangle man, whereas Vin Diesel is a pillowcase filled with sausage. And that's how you tell them apart.
I always went with a windsock filled with pudding, but I...
no, it's a slight difference, Chris.
In the density.
But yeah.
It bounces back faster.
He goes to the gym. We know if he heard me call him a pudding man, he would twist my head off.
We have a sausage man. If I'm sausage, I'm going to twist your head off like soft bread.
the Rock is a triangle man.
He's like a an upside down pyramid with a little head on top.
Sense of humor.
And with a real self-awareness of what his deal is.
And a great sidekick for SpongeBob.
Sure. Yes.
Jordan and I worked in the action sports industry.
Ooh. Sure.
For a while.
Use that voice.
Trade shows, interviews. We did a lot of press events. But have you then seen, Jordan, the Vin Diesel Triple X, where he's snowboarding and skydiving? And
no, you know, yeah, there's a gap in my Vin Diesel filmography, and it's the Triple X movie.
Oh, wow.
Let's fill that in.
Because he's like, they kind of make him punk rock. He quotes a Vandals song.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah, he's like, sings the lyrics during a conversation with this other guy that would have never listened to anything but maybe B-sides of a Bon Jovi album when he was a kid. And they start saying, if you go into a deli and tell the cheese guy to...
Anarchy Burger.
Yeah, Anarchy.
Anarchy Burger. Hold the government.
Okay,
sure.
Jordan is a dictionary for punk rock. So that lyric,
from 1991 to 1997.
Sure, the golden years.
Yeah, sure. Yes, I think we could all agree when punk rock was at its most vital.
When it was at its hot topic-iest.
Yes.
I wish I had said that correctly.
When it was at its long shortsiest. cool. No, I bet I would love Triple X if I saw it. I have seen all the Riddicks.
It is.
Those things are rotten.
That's where he has a computerized monocle.
I will make a case for the most recent Riddick being kind of a resurgence a la the fifth Fast and Furious movie of a like, oh, we get it. Here's what we do. Okay. Anyway.
Was the fifth Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
No, that's the third one.
Oh, yeah.
I love Tokyo Drift.
Come on.
Yeah. You just love Lucas Black doing
accent. I actually really love Lucas Black. I honestly do.
Where did you fall in love with Lucas Black?
Well, of course, in Sling Blade.
Oh, sure.
But I don't know if he did anything before that. But then I was so... When he came on screen in Fast and Furious 3, mm-hmm. Tokyo Drift,
sure.
I was so proud of him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought he had gone away or like did that movie and then just was like... I need to be a normal child now.
Sure. Yes.
So I just was so proud. I was like, look at my beautiful boy.
Yeah.
But he was probably around and like on some shitty show the whole time.
Yeah, probably
I just
a Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, because I've had some time off. I've had a week off. It's the first week off I've had in a while. And, you know, it's been alternately fun, but like reminding me of a time when I was like a jobless, depressed mess. and I'm having flashbacks to when I was like my worst self.
Are you about to ask me, Jordan, what's that like to be Chris Fairbanks currently?
What's it like?
No,
yeah.
No,
I wanted to ask you guys how you deal with the downtime in this business of show of ours. What do you resort to?
I do a lot of pacing, and I honestly, there's no way around me worrying. I do appreciate that I have free time and that I can, draw. You know, I like to do art and
sure.
stuff. I do that a little bit. But for the most part, I kind of don't like downtime. There's not... I don't know how to occupy it.
Well, and especially on a show that, like, you're on, because if people don't know, Jordan is a writer on At Midnight, and it's a daily show, and so there's... You're in this weird schedule and pace.
Yeah, yeah.
That then when you have time off, it doesn't make sense. It's almost like when slow motion, it's the reverse of this, but like when slow motion ends in a movie and they go right back in, it's like that change where it's that
it's
jarring.
It's like right
and
before you're about to hit someone in a 300 movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Now something we can finally
release. Yeah.
So it's just, it's almost like the shock. You need a couple days just for the shock
yeah.
to go away and then to feel slightly normal, and then it's over and you have to be back up and all paced up again. So my short answer is just tons of drugs.
Sure,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
For me, it's been lunchtime masturbation.
Just at any place you're eating lunch?
Yeah. Maybe half a sandwich, super salad,
masturbation. Soup Plantation's like, sir, please. I'm not going to ask you again.
That's not what the soft serve bar is for.
in that joke, you don't have a boner.
Oh, yeah. Soft serve.
Soft serve.
Yeah.
Soft serve.
Serving up soft. Is there a rock hard bar anywhere around here?
I do love if I can go to the movies and go to literally like three movies in one day, mm-hmm. I find to be like my favorite. Like it's just, it feels crazy and time-wasty and really fun.
There was a comedy club in San Antonio that I never had fun at. It was in a mall. I had really rough times every time I was there. But I went back as much as possible because across from the comedy club there was a Cine 6 where we could watch as many movies as we wanted.
Oh, because it was cool.
So every day I watched a movie, and it made that week terrific.
Do you remember what movies you saw?
It was long enough ago that I saw the very first Jackass movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Doubt.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
I wouldn't have watched Doubt.
No.
Otherwise.
But aren't you glad you did?
I watched Doubt with a
You know, this is a funny, this is a fun fact that Jackass and Doubt take place in the same universe.
Yes. It's, a lot of people don't know.
It's subtle.
And you see some of the character overlaps with those movies.
Like Steve-O and the Molesty Priest were very similar
both
characters.
Both of them have a Hot Wheels car in their ass. And wasn't Steve-O. That was...
It's hard to say whose ass the car was in.
I remember. You remember. We just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
One time, Jordan and I were dressed like hillbillies interviewing Johnny Knoxville, and we were committing to these characters. He was not enjoying it, but we're like, well, what's it like for you to... Do you ever play the washboard and whatever?
Yeah.
And then all of a
moonshine
sudden...
Moonshine in the bathtub! Yeah.
All of a sudden, he brought up Ryan Dunn, who's one of the Jackass guys who sadly passed away, and it had just happened, and they said, actually, we're just doing this benefit concert for my friend that I lost. And Jordan and I were like, Well, heck,
I lost a brother to a gator.
Sorry, we have to stay in character.
Yeah.
But, that was one of the more awkward.
Yeah, that was very awkward.
You know what? That's such bullshit because...
He did it on purpose.
Well, yes, but also...
And he's like, I'm tired of this. How do I get out of this interview as quickly as possible?
Also, those guys are like, their bread and butter is disrespectfulness.
Sure.
So, like, suddenly, your friend's dead, so suddenly everyone has to be quiet. I hate shit like that. That's like, to me, that's the essence of Twitter. Like, everyone's on there telling terrible, like, molestation puns, and then it's like, Paul Simon died, and I liked him the best, and everyone shut up, and it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's, everybody fuck off.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's opportunity to tell their story about them and Paul Simon.
Like, sure.
Oh, Paul Simon passed away.
Paul Simon loved my comedy.
He loved taking pictures of me.
I'll never forget, I got off stage, and I heard this...
someone this playing the rain stick.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Oh, wait, wait, I heard the strains of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and it was Paul Simon.
And that's when I knew he loved my comedy.
Yeah.
He was blown away.
Oh, that's terrific.
He had an a cappella African singing group chant my name during one of my shows.
And then we all took a group selfie.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to join in, but all I'm going to do is a wimba-wep. I can't not do a wimba-wep.
I feel like that's where a wimba-wep is from.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was truly just listening to that album like a couple days ago and had that exact thought of like, oh, this is the original, like that be,
yeah.
Not, what's the right term?
Zydeco?
No. That group singing like that.
Quartet barbershops? Sorry. Four-man barbershops?
Overseas chanting.
Four-man barbershops. Yeah. Who is it?
No,
sorry.
This is a part of the show we like to call Unwanted Caller.
We have Doug from Minnesota on the line. Doug, how would you mourn Paul Simon were he to die?
Yeah, Doug, spit your poison.
I'm an AM sports talk guy now.
Anyway, we lost Doug there. What do you think about the Wisconsin game today? We're playing Virginia.
I'm actually right about that.
Just what's your favorite song on the rhythm to the Saints? Sorry, I got that Paul Simon album wrong.
Do you really think she has diamonds in the soles of her shoes?
Back to this after this quick traffic report. We are on Brendo Street. Back to you, Karen.
Oh, wow.
A wimba-wep. Damn it, again.
Oh, guys, important footnote to all of sure. that is Paul Simon's alive and well.
Paul Simon,
yes, yes.
Fine.
We don't want anyone to think that
he'll
be making a goofy cameo on the next SNL special.
Yes. Oh. He certainly didn't.
Was he on that other one?
Away.
I don't know. I watched a lot of that and liked it a lot, but it was 4 hours.
Was Chevy Chase invited to that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
And that would be the only reason I would think Paul Simon was there, because they were bros.
Sure, the best
before.
Friends.
Were they best friends?
They were bros before they were hoes. I think so. I think they were pals. There was a window of time where Chevy Chase wasn't a despicable me.
That's right.
He's a real minion. He's very cute, though. Overalls on.
I mean, the little language they speak. It's very cute.
Oh,
I love
like words.
I love baby talk. I loved it when my dad's second wife did it for 15 years. So when we, what if she's a listener? Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry.
We
sorry,
love
Bev.
You. Just bad habits.
You were a sweet
I'm assuming her name is Bev.
Fix those habits.
Thank you for paying for some of my college.
As she heard you say that, she's like, finally, snaps it off. That's all I wanted to hear. One thank you.
Now I can go back to listening to Invisibilia. It's an NPR podcast.
Invisibilia.
About the unseen forces that shape our world.
Oh.
Oh yes.
Like angels and whatnot?
Yeah, it's an NPR podcast about ghosts and angels.
Wow. That can't be.
They took a real weird turn.
And then you got me. No, this is a different park. I always make that
mistake. Oh, yeah, it'll be on your right. Sorry, you're doing...
That's a skate park, though.
That's what I did before.
That's one skate park where I feel like I might get mugged. Most of them, I throw my weight around, and they're like, hey, let's respect the 40-year-old. But at that one, I mean 35.
You feel like kids don't respect their elders.
At that one, I feel like they're going to feed me the boots or maybe some knife stickings.
Sure.
When I was I got lost and turned near there, too, when I went to pick Chris up. Mm-hmm. And there was four little kids, literally two, probably... 2, 4, 5, and 7.
Please say stacked and in a trench coat.
Trying to
and they
to
got
get
into the
movies
for free.
One adult, please. Whoops. Spill out.
They were crossing the street by themselves, holding hands, and it was one of the most upsetting things I've seen lately, because when's the last time you've seen a little kid alone crossing a city street?
Just
it never happens.
Reenacting that perfect silhouetted sign that you see at the border?
Yes. But just they weren't spread. They weren't Mexican.
I'm sorry I mentioned the border, but you mentioned Mexicans.
Oh, you meant the Canadian border?
This is it up here on the right.
The
on the right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I feel like I don't know where I am when I've been here many times.
And we're right here at 4:15. I think everything will...
I think this is a great time to show up.
Karen, this is where Jordan and I both just leave...
Great.
You. And, great. I mean, it's not great. It's terrible.
Well, I'm very independent.
We were I mean, that was a short episode. But
I know.
I can tell. I just want to say right now, I know it's not done yet, and I don't want to jinx it, but one of our best.
Jordan, yeah. I feel
I
like...
I mean, we got in.
Mm-hmm.
Goofed on Fast and Furious.
Which is all we needed to do.
Paul Simon death hoax, and then we're out.
What else? A song? We did an improvisational song.
Yeah, we did several songs.
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of giving and listening.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I hear that, and I heard him. And I had a comment afterwards that I knew you guys would hear.
I think this has been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jordan.
Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah.
We've got a podcast called Jordan Jesse Go. It's at MaximumFun.org, and at midnight is... Midnight, Monday through Thursday on Comedy Central. I write for it, and it's a hoot.
Yay.
And Jordan and I are going to go upstairs now and do an episode of Jordan Jesse Go, which if you listen to them back to back, you will see probably...
That they take place in the same universe.
Some sort of continuity, yes, yes.
Who is Doubt and who is Riddick? Wait, what were the universes?
No, this podcast is the Oscar-nominated Doubt.
Nice.
And our podcast is... The Bourne Identity. And we're going to do a third podcast where we just kick each other in the nuts.
All together, the four of us?
Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll get some nuts.
Yeah, yeah, just attach some nuts and then we'll kick them.
I just need like 8 months.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Perfect.
That was terrific. Why did I say that? You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN
AR!